Task C, a little ditty. You probably already know that rhythm and rhyme can make it easy to remember words and memorize sentences. The little ditty that you are about to learn will help you remember question words, and it will teach you a few new words, too. I don't think you'll ever forget them. First, listen to the whole ditty, and then we'll go over its meaning line by line.
Non so quando, non so chi, non so niente, molto bene. Non so dove, non so quale, io so poco, e questo è male.
You already know that no means no. The word non means not. The word so means I know. It is actually just a form of the verb know that you use when talking about yourself, but Italian will often leave off the subject of the sentence. The verb would be different if you were saying you know or we know. When you just say so, everyone knows that you mean I know. Therefore, non so means I don't know. And non so quando means I don't know when. So what does non so chi mean? It means I don't know who. The word niente means nothing. So non so niente literally means I don't know nothing. That's good grammar in Italian, but in English, a better translation would be I don't know anything. Molto can mean very, and bene means well. So, non so niente molto bene means I don't know anything very well. What does non so dove mean? It means I don't know where. And you can also tell what non so quale means. It means I don't know which. The Italian word io means I, and the word poco means little, as in a small amount. So, what does io so poco mean? Did you say I know little? That's what io so poco means.